in your marriage?
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of William Western civilization and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William H. Kennedy, who is a prolific writer. He has written a number of books, and we've had him on many, many times. His book on satanic crimes is vitally important. We have a four-tape set on satanic crimes. And, of course, if you go to William's website, you'll be able to access all sorts of occult and satanic literature. It's not imaginary. There really are people out there who worship Lucifer, and some of them are working at the highest levels of our government today. Well, William H. Kennedy, thanks very much for being with us this evening.
Oh, it's great to be back on Radio Liberty, Dr. Stan. It's really my core audience that's out there, and it's because of Radio Liberty, I got my own series on the Discovery Channel called Killer Kids, and people can watch the episode at williamhkennedy.com for free. That was a very successful series that's going to be continued. We're going to do another series of it in early 2013. And we're going to do 5 more episodes, and we're going to focus more on occult crimes. The TV show did very, very well in the Asian market, so
How about the American market? Would they show it here?
Well, yeah. Originally, it was on the Discovery Channel in Canada, and they produced it through Blue Planet Productions. Christian Page was the name of the fellow who directed the series, and they showed it on the Discovery Channel Canada, but then when they took it down to the United States, they put it on the Biography Channel, which is, you know, a much lower rated sort of...
Well, of course, William, I'm firmly convinced that the people who control the media in the United States, and ladies and gentlemen, there is a central control over the media, and they don't want the American people to understand the spiritual battle that we're involved in, the satanic and Luciferian forces that are out there, the fact that there is an organized effort to poison the American people with all sorts of foods that are not allowed in other countries and widely circulated here in America. The last thing they want American people to understand is we are under attack not only physically but psychologically, but most of all spiritually. And there is a conscious effort to destroy America, and if the people don't wake up to what's going on, why, the dream that was America will, I fear, soon become a nightmare. Well, go ahead anyway, Chris. But it did at least get on to one of the channels down here, even though it was one that did not have a large listener audience.
Not very big at all, but then they showed it on the Discovery Channel Asia out of India, and it did very, very well in the Asian market, so they renewed us for 5 more episodes. I can't get into the details too much now because we're just working, researching, and working on, you know, the
Oh, I'm so glad you're getting the information out. Of course, in other countries, they really understand these spiritual issues much more than we do here in America, because, of course, they're not discussed in our schools, certainly. Any mention even of God is taken out of our schools. And believe me, when you take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and moral teachings out of our schools, and when you teach them evolution and you indoctrinate them in all sorts of globalist ideas, they never have any idea about the true demonic forces, which are, of course, influencing everything going on in the world today, including, of course, the coming war with the Muslim world, which is only a matter of time before more and more people are being, millions, perhaps, killed.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William is simply talking about the satanic crimes. He's actually contacted by Discovery Channel, but not the Discovery Channel in America, the Discovery Channel in Canada. And they did a series of programs this last year. There's going to be another one next year. Of course, they're very, very popular in Asia. They put them on here on channels where they know nobody's going to watch them, but of course they go into the satanic crimes. So there really are satanic crimes, ladies and gentlemen. The Manson murders, they're not going to tell you. They were related to a group called the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment. They were a satanic group, and so was the Son of Sam Killers. David Berkowitz, who was the Son of Sam Killer, eventually admitted this was all the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment. Totally suppressed by the media here in America, but as William was just saying, certainly if you want to know about the satanic crimes in America and certainly in Europe, Why you want to get his book, Satanic Crimes, and we have a four tape set called Satanic Crimes, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927 if you really want to understand what's going on. But everything is done by the controlled media to keep you from understanding the true nature of the spiritual battle we're engaged in today. Well, William, go ahead now. What were we going to cover tonight?
Well, Dr. Stan, I consider myself a sort of a cult historian, and my academic degrees are actually in religious studies and philosophy, but I focused primarily on the modern Satanism movement. I've written two books, Lucifer's Lodge, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church, and Satanic Crime, A Threat in the New Millennium. And just to be comprehensive, now those two books were about authentic, true cases of Satanists who, you know, sexually abused children and even had an organization built around them called NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. There's all kinds of occult ties in that organization. It's very sick that these things really did happen, but what I'm looking at now is one thing, the biggest response I get when I do shows like yours or other shows is I'll get a lot of emails asking me about the satanic panic of the 1980s. And unfortunately, there were people sent to prison for satanic ritual abuse who were completely innocent. And I'm just looking at these cases to give my audience as full a picture of the modern Satanism movement that I can. I want them to understand all the dimensions of it. The more I study it, the more complicated it becomes. And I just try and simplify it so people can just get an overview and at least start thinking about these things that are around them that they're kind of probably not noticing about. You'll have movie rental machines in supermarkets that have all occult covers on them. You know, you have this fascination with the Twilight vampire movie thing. I saw a thing, they had a Twilight Christmas paper plates, and the vampire had a Santa Claus hat on. Very bizarre. And that's a big part of what I really like people to start thinking about, how occult and satanic forces, how much it is affecting them through the popular media. They just might not notice it. When you become more aware of it, it liberates you from it, but it's kind of scary too, because you see what a really good job they've done a kind of candy coating this Satanism in the popular media.
Well, you know, certainly the Harry Potter, that Harry Potter whole concept of the occult and the witches. And I mean, this is one of the most popular series of books we've ever had. I think the author made a couple of billion dollars out of it. They made a whole series of movies out of it. They indoctrinated our children in this whole supernatural element. And behind that, I believe, was this intentional effort to make a Satanism and the occult, certainly, well, witches. It was all just a fascinating story, without understanding that what they're doing is changing the attitude of our people, changing the attitude of these children, so that they will never really be able to embrace Christianity as it was traditionally taught. This is a war against Christianity, and of course it is being waged by the people who control the media, and of course the enemy is the Christian heritage of this country. Go right ahead.
Well, that's right, Dr. Stan, and I just want people to become aware. If they go to williamhkennedy.com, there's tons and tons of free information. I have a Satanic Crime multimedia page. They can watch all sorts of documentaries and news stories on satanic killers for free. This is mostly links to YouTube and stuff like that, which I maintain. So I just want to educate the general public in the modern Satanism movement as extensively as possible. And as part of just being, you know, to give people as precise and up-to-date look at all the aspects of satanic crime, I do look at some cases I'm working on now. I'm going to write an article. I haven't finished it yet. How people were wrongly sent to prison for satanic ritual abuse in the 1980s. And this is called the Satanic Panic. That's what a label they threw on it. And what happened is the big problem I discovered when I looked at the Satanic Panic cases was that, quite frighteningly, the police obtained false confessions from several people who were naive enough to fall into their kind of trap. And it's quite frightening how the police now, even when they bring you in to question you and read you your rights, they use very refined forms of mind control and brainwashing. They usually have a body language expert watching you while you're sitting there speaking to see if you're giving any indication that you're lying. You know, body language accounts for about 90% of human communication, even more than words. So there, in these cases, the one I'm looking at, the West Memphis 3, is one of the stranger cases in that in the 1990s, they found some murdered children in West Memphis, Arkansas, and the police immediately tracked down three local kids who were into heavy metal and Satanism. They were all under 18, and they brought them in for questioning because they just got a hunch this might be a ritual murder, because the bodies were found bound with these, like, I believe there were 3 7-year-old kids who got their throats slit. And so they brought these kids in. Now, one of these three 17-year-olds had an IQ of 60, which gives him the mind of about a 7 or 8-year-old person. He was 17 biologically, but his mind was the mind of, say, an 8-year-old kid, to put it on the higher end. And what they did is they tricked him into waiving his right to a lawyer. They said, like, you know, if you answer these questions, we can get you a lawyer, but that will take 4 or 5 hours. But if you just answer a few simple questions, we can get you out of here quicker. So this poor guy said, okay, that I don't want a lawyer then. And what they proceeded to do over the next couple of hours is they convinced him to make a confession that he witnessed the murder of these children, but they did it in a very leading way. And remember, this is the mind of an 8-year-old, not of a 17-year-old. And he falsely confessed that the three of them murdered these kids. Well, they were sent to prison for, I believe it was 17 years until they were finally exonerated. And just looking at this case, it opened up, like I say, this very strange world of police questioning and interrogation. And what I discovered, even our local police and sheriffs, when they bring you or I in for questioning, they have a whole repertoire of tricks and semi-deceptive tactics to get people to falsely confess to crimes. And sometimes people confess to crimes they did commit, but they also are very effective at pressuring people into making false confessions. They wear the people down. Something snaps in people, and it's kind of like the Stockholm syndrome. They just identify with the aggressor, the police, and at one juncture they feel like they're going to get sent to prison no matter what. And what they will say to these people is like, look, we know you did this. We're going to tell the judge you did this. If you sign a confession, you know, we can get a lot of time. We'll lower the the charge of manslaughter, and you'll only do like 10 or 12 years. But if you don't, you could be looking at life. So sometimes people are just coerced into signing false confessions. And in the 1980s, it did happen a few places. Now, another big case which happened, we had the break?
Well, we will be here in just a moment. Go right ahead. I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay, sure. Well, they, the Amaral family at the Fells Acre daycare center for children were accused. What happened is one kid had wet his pants, and the son took the Amaral, changed his underwear.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
It is written extensively and put together a number of videos about satanic crimes, but he also has put together a treatise on people being falsely accused of satanic crimes. It doesn't happen very often, but it does sometimes happen. And certainly using very aggressive questioning techniques, the police have gotten people to actually admit or to sign confessions for crimes they didn't commit. And, of course, using the media, telling them they're going to spend the rest of their life in prison, but if they'll just sign a confession, they'll be out in a few years. Why, of course, they've got people to sign confessions, and then sometimes, after agreeing that they'll be out in a few years for a crime they didn't commit, why, of course, then they're kept in for long periods of time. We're talking about sometimes, and William was just talking about one case, certainly from Massachusetts, where this one man was in prison for 20 years. Accused of molesting children in a daycare center when he was totally innocent. How did they ever prove that they were actually innocent with him? Did somebody come forward and admit it or what?
Well, what they did is they looked at the films of the social workers and psychologists who were basically the witch hunters. And if you really have to see it at williamhkennedy.com, go to the ritual abuse page, and you can see the John Stossel case on the Fells Acre case. And the Fells Acre case, when you actually see how these social workers used leading questions to the youngest children possible, you know, 3 and 4 year olds, who don't have the same sense of reality that an older kid might. You know, little kids make up stories all the time, and they just basically told these children and coached them and led them into making, all sorts of bizarre accusations, like being tied up and whipped on a tree, yet there were no, there were no marks of torture on any of these kids. They claimed to, every kind of bizarre sexual act you can imagine, they were led into making accusations. But the physicians who examined the kids, when you look at their reports, what they said happened could not have happened just because they would have left biological traces, scars from being whipped and other things I'd rather, not discuss, but a lot of the physical results of the rape of children were undertaken, and these kids showed no physical signs of being abused in the way that these false accusations had said. They said they were stabbed and, there were no scars. So eventually over time, all three members of the Emerald family went to jail. His sister and mother also went to prison for many years under these bizarre false claims. And eventually the two women were let out, but Tookie hung in there. And finally they let him out in a way which there was some honor left. But bizarrely enough, I believe he is still on the sexual predator, watch list. So, I mean, they ruined this poor man's life. Now, they did make some sort of financial settlement with him, which is a good thing because, he could never get a job or work or have any kind of a normal life. He has to live kind of incognito because there's a lot of people out there, who are half educated who might not, might recognize him and do something, mix him up for an authentic child molester. So there's really no career he could have. So, I mean, they ruined the Emerald family's life. The mother died a few years ago, and it was a complete witch hunt. The stuff they were talking about, people dressed up like wizards and R2-D2 robots coming out and things that, never could happen in a million years. But then again, you can't blame the media for reporting on these things. You can't blame Oprah Winfrey or Sean Hannity or Geraldo Rivera, who, by the way, launched their careers into, highly successful careers by covering satanic crimes. Oprah Winfrey as well. People don't realize Sean Hannity. They both had Malachi Martin on their show very early on. So they did a lot of occult journalism, and they were blamed for these people wrongly going to prison.
Well, there's been a lot of things. You have to be so careful. I know certainly there was about the same period of time, there's something called the false memory syndrome. And of course, these were people, actually, many of whom actually had been sexually molested, but they were accusing of having false memories. And this whole false memory association was organized by, of all people, the Central Intelligence Agency.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
If you get arrested for a crime, whether you're...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back there. And of course, our guest is William H. Kennedy, and William's point is it's on occasion why the police will certainly abuse their ability to question people. They'll try to get you to accept questioning without a lawyer. And William's point is, if you are called in on anything legal, be sure you have a lawyer there with you, because sometimes certainly the police wanting to get an education, wanting to get a conviction, and I'm sure certainly well motivated by trying to keep law and order in this community, but sometimes they will be aggressive. Sometimes they are experts, and they are experts on getting people to confess, and sometimes they even will get people to confess who've done nothing. Now, this is not a condemnation of the police. William only has a couple of cases of this sort where people have been talked into confessing about satanic crimes they did not commit. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there really are satanic crimes out there. And the great tragedy is most of the satanic crimes are never indicted or investigated or followed through. And we have certainly pedophiles, satanic pedophile rings. This is what Sean DeCamp talks about. And if you haven't read his book on the Franklin cover-up, it's very important. And we have a series of interviews with Sean DeCamp, and we have interviews with the gentleman who wrote the Franklin scandal. It's the same basic story about a pedophile ring that began at Boys Town in Kansas and went right up to the highest levels of people in Nebraska and extended into the White House itself. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. It's very real. A story which most people have never heard of. But certainly before we go on, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your website, get your information, and if you're out there and you have a question for William, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but William is certainly one of the experts on satanic crimes in America today. Go right ahead, William. How can people get to your website and get further information on this network of satanic organizations all across America, which are very real, extend into the highest levels of government, and yet most people have never heard of them?
Well, sure. It's quite simple. Go to WilliamHKennedy.com, WilliamHKennedy.com. Don't forget the H. And that will bring you to my homepage where I have compiled, you know, hundreds of thousands of hours of documentary films, primarily on a variety of satanic cases. And I have the full range of the contemporary Satanism movement. You know, I have an Aleister Crowley page, which sometimes his name is pronounced Crowley, Aleister Crowley. But
he was part of British intelligence.
Yes, but he was an advisor to MI6, which was the counter-espionage division of the British government. And, you know, he had ties during the war. A few times, you know, they talked to him about, you know, why Rudolf Hess came, surrendered in England because of some astrological forecast. So they knew the Nazis were heavily into the occult. So they recruited Crowley, who was an occultist and a Satanist, to try and interpret what the Germans might do next via things like astrology and, you know, Nostradamus and all of these prophetic things what the Nazis knew about. And he was linked in there for the duration of the war. He was consulted several times by the, you know, some very high-level administrators in the Churchill government. So he did get his word to the very top when it came to, you know, the occult aspects of Nazism, which is a fascinating. I even have a whole section at WilliamHKennedy.com where people can look at the Nazis and the occult. The National Socialist Movement was a neo-pagan organization which sought to eventually overthrow Christianity and install a Luciferian Führer system. Himmler, Hitler's assistant, head of the SS, was fascinated with the occult, and what he wanted to eventually revive, his secret name for the governing council of the SS was Lucifer's courtiers. So secretly, the Nazis were worshiping Satan. Now, Hermann Göring at his estate, his country estate, had a giant tapestry of Lucifer in, as a centerpiece in his house, where he took people, you know, dignitaries and such. So, you know, he let them know where he was coming from. So It's quite amazing. National Socialism was a satanic neo-pagan cult. As I say, they after the war, they discovered amongst the SS papers plans to overthrow the papacy and the Protestant Church and convert the people back to a form of pre-Christian kind of Norse religion combined with Satanism. Very, very strange. And the German people, sadly, you know, loved this. They saw this as a consolidation of their past. And, you know, the Nazis were also very scientifically oriented and futuristic. So it was a strange mix of occult, satanic, and even scientific futurism that made up the Third Reich, which is, it's quite amazing. The more you look at politics, the more you see that politicians are heavily, heavily influenced by astrologers and various clairvoyants. And, Ronald Reagan had an astrologer. He went to see Gene Dixon. Harry Truman went to Kenny Kingston, who was a celebrity psychic back in the, he's still around. He's a friend of mine. I shouldn't say back. He's still very active, Kenny Kingston. And he consulted with Truman. He did a reading for Truman.
Weren't both Roosevelt and Eleanor Roosevelt, Franklin and Eleanor, both involved in astrology?
Oh, heavily. They consulted with Gene Dixon, who was a local astrologer in Washington, D.C. And Roosevelt always had a very, he was a 32nd degree Mason. He always had a very mystical underpinning to, you know, his definitions of destiny and infamy. And, you know, he really used the English language, but he used it in an almost mythological way. So it's quite amazing. Gene Dixon visited him several times.
Well, of course, Hillary Clinton was deeply involved in astrology and the occult. We never talk about this sort of thing. Both George Bush and his father, George Herbert Walker Bush, were members of the Skull and Bone Society, which is a Luciferian organization. And in the indoctrination, of course, they bow before an Oedipus of Lucifer. And certainly George Herbert Walker Bush was into the Bohemian Grove, which has strong occult foundations. He was also a member of the CFR, the Bilderbergers, and Trilateral Commission. Trilateral Commission, their logo certainly is a circle with three curved arrows in it. And, of course, if you look very carefully, you can almost imagine that there are three sixes on the inside. You can see the sixes very clearly, all joined together by an upside-down broken cross, an ancient occultist emblem. That is the logo, the current logo of the Trilateral Commission. And, of course, they control our government, certainly every president and or vice president. And very often, both the president and or vice president between 1977 and the year 2008 came from the small membership roles of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission that includes both people from Canada and Mexico, and has never exceeded 87 people. But, of course, we find, if you want to get the background of why they took God and prayer out of our schools, why it was because the Masons control the Supreme Court. And certainly there is an element within Masonry that are frankly Luciferian, according to Manly P. Hall, who was a 33rd degree Mason, the most important and significant Mason of all modern time. And Manly P. Hall certainly points out certainly that there is this inner core of Masonry that is deeply involved in the occult. Well, the Masons control the Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1, constantly from 1941 to 1971, and it was the Masons who took God and prayer out of our schools, and the legacy then took the Ten Commandments out. Shortly thereafter, but it was based upon Mason and the occult influence in the United States Supreme Court, that they took God and prayer out of our schools and set us up for where we are today, a nation without a moral foundation, where, of course, homosexuality is taught in kindergarten, all across America as being perfectly normal. And we are never to tell our young girls that they should not be involved in sexual activity. In fact, the government recently appropriated $150,000, to teach 14 and 15-year-old girls how to negotiate the use of condoms. This is something, you can check this out on the internet, happened within the last 2 weeks. How to negotiate the use of condoms, 14, 15-year-old American girls. And we wonder why we're in problems today. Go right ahead, William.
Well, yeah, Dr. Stan, I mean, a lot of these things really pan out like that. And the more I look at our politicians, it's just kept on the back burner of reporting. The Clintons were heavily influenced by Gene Houston, who came to the White House and did a kind of psychic reading for Hillary Clinton, where I believe she personified Eleanor Roosevelt or channeled Eleanor Roosevelt or something to do similar to the Silva mind control method, where you imagine someone from history and have a conversation with them. This is obviously, you know, opening yourself up to demonic forces. So Hillary did this with Eleanor Roosevelt, but this went unreported in the popular press, and Gene Houston was a major advisor to the Clintons for their whole 8 years. You never heard her name.
Well, let me just mention Joan Quigley. I'm sure you're acquainted with Joan Quigley. All our listeners should be. She was, of course, Nancy Reagan's astrologer. She wrote a book called What Did Joan Say? Because, of course, every time Nancy and she would go to see Joan Quigley on a weekly basis to get advice how to run the White House of the United States. And when Nancy got back to the White House, Ron would say, "What did Joan say?" You can get the book. It's available on Amazon. What Did Joan Say by Joan Quigley, who is an astrologer who ran the Reagan administration. Now, most people would say, "Oh, well, we don't want to talk about that. We love Ronald Reagan." I love Ronald Reagan. He was the greatest actor of all time. He said everything I believe, and he said everything right. And yet, of course, look and see what happened. He pursued this whole internationalist agenda. He criticized Jimmy Carter because Jimmy Carter ran up a $200 billion debt in the 4 years he was in the White House, bringing the total national debt to $1 trillion in 1980. And then Ronald Reagan became president, and every year he was in office, he increased the national debt $200 billion. Just took Jimmy Carter 4 years, took Ronald Reagan 1 year. When Ronald Reagan left the White House, the national debt was $2.7 or $2.8 trillion. Ronald Reagan said everything we wanted to hear. But look and see what he did as he expanded our military, and certainly as he ran up a massive, massive debt and massively increased the size of government. Go right ahead, William.
Well, that's true, Dr. Stan, and you know, whenever the government declares a war on something, it's usually a paradoxical situation, but usually the opposite happens. Like when they declared a war on drugs, when they formed the DEA, Richard Nixon, in the early 70s, you know, it was quite a bizarre thing when you think about it. But it actually failed right when they formed that. Then crack cocaine started to hit North America, the cocaine and crack cocaine epidemic, which we're still suffering from. Now it's more into methamphetamine, I'm told. But this was all really, it's like when the government declared a war on it, it's like the opposite happened. The other side wins. Or when they declared a war on poverty, well, there's more people living below the poverty level in the United States now. It's quite stunning. We're going to have all these baby boomers retiring over the next 10 years, and Social Security won't be solvent enough to really cover them all. And a lot of these pensions, these people have will really be rendered worthless one way or another.
We have 79 million baby boomers retiring over the next 18 years. 79 million. They'll be eligible for Social Security. They'll be eligible for Medicare. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no way we can possibly do that in another 20 years. All the money the government can get in will be going to pay for Social Security and Medicare. There just won't be anything at all for anything else. And before long, we'll be paying more for the interest on the national debt. There won't even be money for Social Security and Medicare. They know where we're heading. How do we know? Well, we know that Cloward and Piven, you can look this up, Cloward and Piven, writing in The Nation magazine in 1966, go to the internet, look it up. There were two communists. They said, look, we can destroy America. We can destroy America simply by promising all these wonderful social programs, and we'll eventually bankrupt America. And out of the chaos that comes, we can declare our dictatorship. That was the plan declared in 1966 by Cloward and Piven. It's been carried out by the elite of America ever since then. They know what they're doing, but we're talking about certainly going over the cliff by cutting $600 billion. Ladies and gentlemen, we've run up almost $6 trillion in deficit over the last 5 years, our last 4 years, and nobody is talking about that. President Barack Obama wants to, I think, cut $1.6 trillion from the budget in the next 10 years. We've run a $1.2 trillion deficit every year. What good is it going to cut $1.6 trillion over 10 years? But nobody talks about that. People don't understand that they really do intend to destroy our nation. But behind this are the powerful spiritual forces that hate America because we're a Christian nation. Our guest this evening has been William H. Kennedy. We're going to be back. William, go right ahead. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners?
Well done.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained-release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. and I suggest you call today.
I certainly second that. You go to WilliamHKennedy.com. WilliamHKennedy.com. This will give you a great deal of information about the vast network of satanic crimes and satanic organizations in America today. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of various references. Would that be a fair statement, William?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's I have compelling and indisputable proof at WilliamHKennedy.com that there is a satanic conspiracy out there that operates on many levels in our society.
We're going to have to let you go. We're out of time. God
bless
you.
Very good. God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's William H. Kennedy, and certainly we carry his book, Satanic Crimes. We have a four-tape or CD set on satanic crimes, and two of those hours are with my interviews with William Kennedy. You must understand this is not imaginary. It's really very, very real. And certainly, this goes right into the White House itself. If we don't carry, I don't think we still have the book by Joan Quigley. We used to carry it. What did Joan say? And this was Nancy Reagan's astrologer. And certainly, Nancy went to see her every week to get information on how to run the Reagan administration. If that is true, why would you never hear about it? And the reason is because the media is controlled. The information is out there. You can go to our website, go to WilliamHKennedy.com. You'll find it really is very true. And this permeates every aspect of our society. And behind that, of course, is the people who really run America. And it's not simply half a dozen organizations. There are dozens of satanic organizations. Let me suggest my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. What is Agenda 21? It's the master plan for America for the 21st century. How do we know what it is? Well, they simply describe it in their books and in government publications. But certainly you want to get my DVD and you want to get then the syllabus that goes with that that has much of their writings, not what I say. What they say about what their plan is, they're very open, but they figure the American people, so swept up in bread and circuses and entertainment and the wonderful life. We're living a utopian life. Of course, it's all done on borrowed money. The government has to borrow 40 cents out of every dollar that that they spend today just to maintain utopia. And sooner or later, the whole thing's going to collapse, and that's what they want. They want to destroy America because America is a Christian nation. Go to the Trilateral Commission website and look at their logo. See the three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross, and you'll find, if you study the occult, that is an ancient occult emblem. And why is it in the Trilateral Commission website? Well, it's the logo. And, of course, who formed the Trilateral Commission? A man named David Rockefeller. We have his memoirs. You can get them from my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And there on page 405, David Rockefeller lays it all out. He says, you know, they say that my family and I are part of a secret cabal, conspiring against the best interests of the United States, and that my family and I are certainly part of an international group working against to establish a more integrated global economic and political structure. Internationalists. And if that's the charge, I am guilty, and I'm proud of it. That's on page 405. And then he tells about how certainly the people who criticize him, it's wonderful to criticize, but how would the common people have raised living standards throughout the world? And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they have raised living standards out the world. But at the cost of America, that's why they set 12 million American jobs and manufacturers overseas. And those jobs are not coming back, and more are going to be leaving here as they gradually grind down the living standards of America and destroy the middle class. And that's what it's really all about. You better get informed. You better be making preparations to protect yourself and your family. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring, because there's an organized effort to destroy Christianity and to destroy Judaism and to destroy everything that has to do with the God of the Bible. Well, here our guest for this next hour is Cheryl Hancock. Cheryl lives in Jerusalem, and certainly keeps us advised on a monthly basis of what's going on over there, and we like to look upon her as our correspondent in Jerusalem. Hi, Cheryl, how are we doing?
Doing pretty good this morning. It's about 7 o'clock a.m. on Friday morning.
Okay. Well, you're way ahead of us here. Tell us what's going on over there. Of course, we hear certainly that there's a lot of concern about what's going on over in Syria. Certainly there's a civil war. It almost looks as if the Syrian government of Assad is going to fall. There's talk about the armed forces, the military forces, beginning to arm missiles with chemical gas weapons, with the thought of either using them on the rebels or maybe even using them on Israel. What's going on in Israel today? Are the people there concerned about the massive civil war in the adjacent country? A massive civil war, incidentally, which is being largely financed, ladies and gentlemen, with your tax money. It's the United States. They're not going to tell you, common people, but the United States is funding the Al-Qaeda terrorists there. Of course, we say, oh, well, we're not really funding them. We're giving the money to other countries. And then it finds their way into the hands of the Al-Qaeda terrorists. Oh, shucks, we just made another mistake. I don't believe we're making mistakes at all. I think the mistake we make is believing anything that the people in Washington, D.C. say, because, of course, they were responsible for overthrowing the government of Egypt, of Tunisia, of Libya, and now we've already overthrown the government of Turkey and put that into the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood. That was in 2002. We've done the same thing in Lebanon. We've done the same thing for all intents and purposes in both Pakistan and Afghanistan, imposing a new constitution on both of those countries based upon Sharia law, which, of course, outlaws Christianity. Well, Cheryl, you pick up the story. What's really going on over there?
Yeah, well, the word is that Assad, who's the president of the Syrian people, is going to go down either sooner or later. And right now, the last report I got was that he has this sarin gas, which is like a chemical weapon that he put on the missiles. He's got at least 700 missiles, and they haven't been put onto the planes yet, on the fighter planes, but they're waiting orders from Assad to put those on the fighter planes. And yes, word is that some of them want to fire at Israel, some of them want to fire at their own people, but the report I got, I don't know if you've heard anything about this, but U.S. troops have been sent over to the Syrian border. Some of the warships that were in the Persian Gulf went through the Suez Canal over to the border of Syria. We have 17 warships over there, 70 fighter bombers over there, USS Eisenhower is over there. Have you heard any of this?
Well, I knew that there was an American carrier off the coast of Syria, and I heard that we have special forces troops in both Jordan and, of course, in Turkey, but they can't tell the American people this. We know that they've been talking about the necessity of sending about 70,000 American troops in to secure the chemical weapons. This is not getting wide coverage, but this article's appeared in the New York Times, which usually on the back page under the pot roast ad, as I like to say. The last thing they want is the American people to know that we are preparing, I think, to take military action against Syria. Is this what you, the inference you get over there in Israel?
Yes, this is what we're hearing, and we're hearing actually Turkey, the NATO has helped Turkey by getting anti-missiles to shoot down missiles, any missiles that come over to Turkey from Syria. German troops are already,
Hold that thought, we'll be right back. Cheryl, you go right ahead. You say that certainly they've given anti-ballistic missiles to Turkey. I think those are Patriot missiles they've given them. And then, of course, the German troops. Now, what about the German troops?
Well, it said that German soldiers are in place right now to help. They're on consignment to Turkey. And so this happened, I got the report last night that this is going on. So Turkey is ready because things have been spilling over in the Turkish over the Turkish border and the Lebanon. Saudi Arabia Air Force is on standby, and French fighter bombers are ready. So it looks like these different, it says that UN, Turkey, Jordan, UK, and Israel are just like on standby waiting to see what happens with these chemical weapons to stop that from happening. So this was just last night.
Well, of course, the thing is, I really believe that the United States wants an excuse to invade, to send military troops on into Syria. Whether we don't know whether there's any truth to the stories of the sarin gas and the missiles, but this is what they're telling us. It's sort of like, oh, Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. That's why we've got to go in there and kill a million people. And if it's turned out to be a lie, maybe they are arming the missiles with sarin gas. Do we know for certain, or is it the propaganda that's being put out by the American government that is that the source of the information? How do we know what's really going on in Syria today other than what we're told by the propaganda sources?
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, the propaganda, the media is being used to spread propaganda, and I saw that especially during the Gaza conflict we had recently. Last time we talked, that was before we had this war with Gaza, and the propaganda that came out in the Palestinian Authority news on the Arab news was just horrendous against Israel. They incited all the Palestinian people against Israel, even in the West Bank. So we don't have control over the media, what goes on. People need to search for the truth, really find out what's going on if they can through the internet.
And I think that's really the best source. Now, basically, of course, the Pentagon and the CIA have their own sites up there on the internet. They'll try to lie to you. You got to learn who you can trust and who you can't trust. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we are being constantly barraged with information that just isn't true. The one thing I can tell you is that the current administration wants to go to war with Syria, but we have to have an excuse to send our troops in. And I don't think the average American really wants to send troops into Syria. Is Israel thinking about sending troops in, do you know?
Is Israel planning to send troops in?
Yes, do you think Israel would send troops in or not?
Well, the funny thing is Israel's been pretty quiet about sending troops in. They are definitely on standby on the Golan Heights because...
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cheryl is simply saying that everything suggests that America is getting ready to take military action in Syria. Now, of course, you're not hearing a lot about that here in the United States, but of course, we have an aircraft carrier, we have a lot of fighter bombers, a lot of planes over there, and not only that, but apparently Germany is preparing to send troops into Syria. Suddenly, Saudi Arabia has their fighter bombers ready to attack over there, and Israel certainly is on emergency standby because, of course, the last thing they want would be for the sarin gas, that has been stored in Syria ever since Assad got it from Saddam Hussein after it was actually constructed by Bechtel Corporation for Saddam Hussein. You can go up on the internet, check this out. Bechtel put in plants in Iraq to build the chemical weapons that Iraq used against the Iranians. They killed 1 million people. Against the Kurds, they killed 100,000 people. Now, go up on the internet and look up Bechtel builds chemical weapons for Saddam. You'll find that happened certainly in the 1980s. The American people have no idea. Well, of course, Saddam's got all these chemical and biological weapons. He ships them all down to Assad in Syria, and that's, of course, where they are at the present time. And now, apparently, after, and I believe this is long-range planning, there's a question that Assad is putting these onto missiles with the thought of using them, against the terrorists that were financing there. But the possibility these might be used against Israel as well is a frightening thing to contemplate. Pick up on the story there, Cyril.
Yeah, well, interesting enough, I didn't really know that about Bechtel, and I used to work for them back in the 80s. But what the word is that who doesn't matter who wins this war, and as we all know that Assad will probably go down with all this help they're getting from the West, from the rebels are getting, but whoever it is on the Golan Heights, on the border with Israel, Israel fears that those people, doesn't matter who it is, because they're Muslim, they're against Israel, they do not want Israel to be in their neighborhood. This is a Muslim neighborhood that they're in. Israel is the only democracy here, and so they are wanting to wipe out Israel. They will have chemical weapons there to do that, and Israel is very concerned about that. So fire has come over to Israel. They have been firing. They say it's mishaps. They hit Israel jeeps. They hit Israel outposts. Israel has shot back a couple times, warning shots mainly, and they did take out one, I believe it was a tank. But they are trying to show them, don't mess with Israel. So Israel is very much on high alert, as you said.
And apparently NATO now is providing Patriot missile batteries to Turkey. They're being stationed along the Syrian border, supposedly to keep Syrian aircraft from attacking Turkey. Well, if you believe that, why, you're incredibly naive. They're going to be used, of course, to shoot down Syrian jets that are being used against the terrorists who we're financing. We are financing the terrorists over there, the Al-Qaeda terrorists who are overthrowing the current regime, which really doesn't make any sense. We're fighting Al-Qaeda in Sydney in Pakistan, we're fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, we're funding Al-Qaeda in Syria, but then very little going on in the world today makes sense. Well, what's happening as far as tourism? What's happening as far as the attitude of the Israeli people at the present time? Are the Israelis concerned about the chemical weapons, the sarin gas over there in Syria? Is this having an impact on Israel and the population there?
Yeah, well, during the 8 days of conflict or war with Gaza that we just went through, it was amazing to see the difference in the atmosphere, the way the people were. They really wanted Israel to finish the job. They are so tired of rockets coming in day after day, week after week, month after month, and people running to shelters and not having that taken care of once and for all. They want to live in peace. They want their children to live in peace. So when the conflict was stopped, I was around many, many Jewish people, and they were so disappointed. They said, you know what? We're just going to continue living like this. There will never be peace. And so they're very disheartened right now, very discouraged. And, yes, they're afraid that chemical weapons are going to be on that border. They know that Hezbollah is also working with Iran. Iran's sending chemical weapons, They are sending all kinds of equipment to Hezbollah, and they have thousands of rockets pointed at Israel. So Israel is surrounded from all borders right now. Israelis are running out of hope, yet they're still standing and people are still coming, making Aliyah immigration to Israel. And a lot of people are joining the IDF. Young people are coming over from America, joining the IDF to stand with the Jewish people. So I see both. I see people trying to help and stand fight, and then I see others that are just discouraged. And so Israel, the people really need a lot of prayer over here in Israel.
Well, I think people have to understand that what Israel should have done in response to the barrage of rockets from Hamas was to have gone into Gaza and cleaned out Hamas there. what they weren't allowed to. The Americans forced them to come to some sort of impasse, and Hamas said they wouldn't shoot any more rockets for a time. But you know very well that they're not going to abide by that. So every time Israel is about to win, and this happened in their last invasion of Lebanon, why we would not allow them to win, and we're not allowing them to win in their confrontation. The Hamas terrorists in Gaza, but the American people don't understand that. And certainly, when you go into war, you go into war to win it. Israel is not allowed to win because, in my estimation, the Israeli government is controlled by the internationalists, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness here in the United States. What most people don't understand is that Netanyahu was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's not now, but he was, and he simply does exactly what he is told to do. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Cheryl, she lives in Israel today. She is a correspondent over there, and of course she works trying to help the people of both Palestinian and Israeli. Now, of course, we hear that Palestinian people hate the Jews. What is your impression talking? Because I know you talk on a one-to-one basis with the Palestinians. Do the Palestinians hate the Jews? Do they fear the Jews? What is the attitude of the average? I'm not talking about the radical Palestinians, and I'm sure there are some there who'd like to see all the Israelis dead, but what's your impression of the attitude of the average Palestinian towards their Jewish neighbors?
Yeah, I work with a lot of Palestinians, as you said. I take actually food and clothing to a lot of them because they don't have jobs as they do here in Israel. The Palestinian Authority does not make jobs. They don't have factories. They don't have places to work. When they do work, they make between $300 and $500 a month. The everyday average person, not all of them, but some of them would like to just live in peace like we do in America. They want their children to grow up. And some of them are leaving Islam. They're tired of the violence. They're tired of the hatred. They're tired of their kids being martyrs for the cause. And so they are turning to Christianity. I have seen so many. I actually take them to the Jordan River if they want to be baptized because they want a life change and they want to live in peace. They want to talk about a God of love and not this hatred all the time. Yes, there are those. But when the rubber meets the road and there's problems in Israel and people are throwing rocks and there's an intifada going on, if they do not side with their own people, they could be killed. Their family could be killed. They could be tortured. They have drug people behind cars and killed them. I don't know if you saw it on television about 2 weeks ago. Hamas they killed six so-called collaborators who gave Israel information and drug one of them behind a car through the Gaza street with the flag saying Allah Akbar, just killing these people. So they have to be very careful. They can't tell everyone else that they want to live in peace. But they can tell me, and it's very interesting that there's these two sides going on.
Well, is this a majority of the Palestinians, or is this a minority of the Palestinians who want to live in peace? What's your impression? Do you think it's only would you say that 25% of the people are really militant Islamists, or 50% or 75%? Well, just give us I know you can't give us an exact figure, but talking to the Palestinians, what's your impression?
Well, mostly the leadership and people that run the different villages, even the Israeli Muslim villages are militant, are the ones who teach. And the teachers, can you imagine in the school, the kids, 7, 8 years old, learn how to become martyrs, suicide bombers. They learn how to make bombs in school. In the school books, they're teaching the children how to take back the land of Palestine, that the Jewish people are the occupiers of their territory. The Jewish people do not belong here, not in any part of this territory. That's what the Palestinian Authority is teaching the children. So this peace partner of Israel is teaching their kids to fight against Israel. So when these kids grow up in 10 years, they're going to be fighting against Israel. They learn this from children. So there's a large sum of people that are learning this. All the kids are learning this in the West Bank. Some of them are learning this in Israeli schools in the Muslim areas to fight against the Jews. So they're learning hatred, and they believe their elders. They believe their teachers. They're not going to believe me when I say no, they want to just have peace. Until their hearts change, it's hard to get these people to change their minds.
Well, it's a tragic situation, for the Jews, tragic situation for the Palestinians. Now, of course, we're funding both sides. That's what's so incredible about this. But why should we be surprised? We funded certainly the terrorists, and we're today are funding the terrorists in both Afghanistan and Iraq and Pakistan. We funded the al-Qaeda terrorists who overthrew Egypt, the al-Qaeda terrorists who overthrew Tunisia, the al-Qaeda terrorists who overthrew the Libyan government, Gaddafi. So basically, but we did this during the Second World War. We financed the Germans all during the Second World War so we could have a long and bloody war. These things don't make sense. But of course, this is what history tells us if you can get the correct history. Our guest this evening is Cheryl. And of course, Cheryl's over there in Jerusalem. If you have a question for Cheryl, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Cheryl's over there. She's working with the Israeli people. She's working with the Palestinians. And of course, many of them really do want to come to a personal relationship with our Lord. And the only thing that's ever going to change the situation over there is a mass revival. And I would hope it would be both Palestinian and Israeli. But I certainly don't see much evidence at the present time. We're going to be back here in just a couple of minutes. If you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Cheryl, what about the economy? Is the economy going along fairly well? Are people, at least the Israelis, have jobs? Are they able to make a living? What about the refugees from Gaza, the people who had their homes there, who were forced out, the Jews forced out of Gaza at bayonet point? Have they been given jobs? Do they have homes like they were promised? Tell us what's going on in Israel among the Jews.
Well, some of them have been given homes. Some of them are still struggling. They had, full-on businesses that were exporting produce, flowers across the world. They were doing very well where they were living in the Gaza Strip. And when they were uprooted to give the Palestinians that land so Israel can have peace, which, of course, as we know, didn't happen, these people have been scattered, and a lot of them are really struggling. The unemployment rate went up a little bit. And it's not as bad as in America, but the economy, things are expensive over here. I mean, gas is over $8 a gallon. Food is a lot more expensive. The housing is about like it is in San Francisco. As the cost is, it's not cheap. Most people have one car, not two cars. A lot of people take public transportation because it's expensive to own a car. So it's a hard place to live. The doctors, when they come over here, we have social medicine over here. So the doctors don't make lots of money. They have a wage. Then some of them make between $3,000 and $5,000 a month. That's it. So people give up a lot when they make Aliyah, immigration over here.
Well, now you mentioned that there are still American and other Jews leaving their homelands and coming to Israel.
Yes, they're coming here by the hundreds, by the thousands a year. Especially now from the West, that we see planes coming in from Canada and from England and from America, lots of planes coming in from America. And this is so unusual, especially during a time of war, during a time of conflict and when people know there's going to be more. But people, the Jewish people, feel like this is where they're safe. There is so much anti-Semitism going on around the world right now. It's getting like the days before the Holocaust. There was a soccer game in Italy, and some of the Jews were there, Jewish people that were fans of the English team. During this soccer game, they had signs against the Jews. It was just like it was before. And the synagogues across the world are being attacked. They said it was like Kristallnacht in the Kristallnacht when they broke all the glass in the synagogue in another country. In one country, I think it was Belgium, I shouldn't name the country, it was one of the European countries, where they want to register all the Jews in their country now. And when the interviewer asked why, the government leader said it's because they're troublemakers and we need to have their names down in case something happens. That's the same as it was before the Nazi time. This is during the Nazi era. This is happening around the world. If you listen to the news in America, you hear about Jewish people being attacked, Jewish people being killed by knives, synagogues being attacked, synagogues being burned. People are afraid for their lives now. And a lot of them are coming to Israel because they feel like they can be safe here with their own people. Even though they got to fight against the world, they know what's going on here. in the other countries, they don't know what's going to happen.
Well, now, are some Jews leaving Israel to go perhaps to South America or other countries?
Pardon?
Are some Jews actually leaving Israel to go to other countries to go? I've heard that we have some friends who live in Chile, and they mentioned some Jews had left Israel to go there. And I'm just wondering how often Jewish people are fleeing from Israel, concerned about the war, concerned about the real conflict that may come to that part of the world. Do you hear about the Jews actually leaving Israel, or are there more coming that are leaving? And hang on, we'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock, and she lives in Jerusalem, and we like to think of her as our correspondent over there. She's with us the first Friday of every month, and we try to keep up with what's going on. Now, Cheryl says that Jews from all over the world are coming to Israel, and why would any Jewish person in their right mind want to leave America or Canada or some other country and go to Israel, where it's obvious there's going to be a war, there's going to be a terrible conflict there? And yet, of course, suddenly Cheryl says that thousands of Jews from all over the world are coming to Israel every year. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, that is a fair statement. Yeah, for sure. But, you know, there are people that are living in Israel, been living in Israel all their life, and they want out. They think, well, if I get to another country, maybe I'll be safer there, and I can have my kids grow up, and they don't have to run to bomb shelters. So that's been happening. Like you said, some people move out, but what's really unusual is a lot of young people moved out. They learned skills across the world in different places, especially in the West, and 20,000 of those young people, which are in their 30s now, are moving back to Israel. 20,000 of them. So yes, there's some trickling out trying to find safety in other countries, but a lot of them are coming back in to Israel. And so I see more coming into Israel than I see going out of Israel.
And this is an amazing thing, ladies and gentlemen. And if you look at it from a rational, logical point of view, it doesn't make sense. But we don't live in a rational, logical world. There are powerful spiritual forces, and I suspect many of these people are certainly being, energized by our Lord. I believe the Lord is leading them back. Would you think that may be a possibility?
Oh, I absolutely believe that. In the Bible, it says that he will bring them from the north, south, east, and west, wherever he sent them, wherever he scattered these people. And they came from the north, from Russia. They came from the south, from Ethiopia. They came from the east, all the Sephardic countries, Iran, Iraq, all these places. Now, there are still some Jews there, but not many. And now they're coming in from the West. So the Bible, all the Bible prophecies are coming to pass like crazy. And it's so fun, actually. You know, it's not easy to live in Israel, but it's fun to sit here in the front lines and watch biblical prophecies coming to pass one by one. It's amazing. And the people are seeing that. When I talk to the Jewish people, some of them are secular Jews, if that makes any sense. They don't go to synagogue. They don't study the Torah, the Bible. But when I talk to them about the prophecies coming to pass, they light up. They see that their Bible is the truth. And some of the people I talked to in the stores, the day after the Gaza conflict, they were giving me scriptures. They were saying, these are biblical prophecies coming to pass. All nations are going to come against us. And it's happening. Even America stepped in this week and came against Israel for building more housing units in Israel. All nations are coming against Israel.
Cheryl, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your ministry and support you as we do. My wife and I really believe in what Cheryl's doing, and we do support her. How can people reach you and help you and support you in your efforts over there?
Yeah, well, I just want you to know that I don't only do media here, because when you go to the situations and you see the people on both sides, the Palestinians or the Jewish people, and they're really struggling, you can't just go in and get stories. You have to give help. And so that's what I do. And it just gets me so close to them and what they're going through. So I've been here 13 years, and now I know what it feels like to run to bomb shelters. I had to run to it in my house here. So how you can get a hold of me is by just emailing me. Email me at reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. That's reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
Reporting from Israel reportingfromisrael@gmail.com, reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so during this conflict, the people, I mean, this is the furthest the rockets have ever reached from Gaza Strip, and now they're getting the weapons, they're getting these rockets from Iran. As a matter of fact, Israel spotted a ship coming from Iran after the conflict. This is, you know, at the end of November, and they saw this ship with missiles in it going towards Sudan. What happens is it goes towards Sudan, and then they pick up these missiles, and they ship them over to Egypt. They get them through the tunnels, and they get them into the Gaza Strip. They also have equipment to make long-range rockets in the Gaza Strip now. So when Israel went in and fought with the Gaza, they didn't go after the people. They didn't go after the civilians. They went after the leaders that were teaching the people how to fight against Israel. They went after strategic sites where they're building the rockets. They actually blew up some of the long-range rockets and the medium-range rockets. They blew up some of the tunnels. They did a massive damage to Hamas, to the Gaza Strip, to slow them down, to stop them for a while. And it's going to take them a while to regroup during this Hudna. They don't call it a ceasefire. They call it a Hudna, a break in the fire, so they can beef back up, then get their missiles made again and start over again. So the Israelis are waiting for this to happen again.
Okay, hold on, ladies and gentlemen, but this is certainly a seething cauldron. It's gradually to explode.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have Michael calling from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Michael, how are we doing?
We're doing great. I got a couple questions.
Okay, go right ahead. What are your questions? Just take one at a time.
Okay. Over there, they, you know, the Palestinians, they're teaching their kids to, you know, to attack them, and they're not working for peace. And I believe the Word of God says there's not going to be peace. And so the question is, one of the questions is, you got Netanyahu in the United States government. It's easy to see that Netanyahu's not taking care of business.
Oh, no, but Michael, do you have a question?
Yeah, I'm asking it.
What's
Netanyahu's not going to take care of business, and America's not going to take care of business. And so when are they going to wake up to this? They got to take care of their own business and get after it, because they're not going to back down. So when are they going to wake up?
All right, fine. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate the question. Certainly, the question then basically is, when are the Israelis going to wake up to the fact that America is not allowing them to win the war against the Palestinians? The Americans are financing the Palestinians. What are the Israelis going to begin doing? What's right for Israel? Is that essentially your question, Michael?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. We've only got time for one, but Cheryl, how would you respond to Michael? He's saying, are the Israelis going to start doing what's good for Israel, rather than what the Americans tell them to do?
Right. Well, first of all, we don't know everything that's going on behind the scenes. And there is, and see, I had that same question. Okay, why did they stop in Gaza? Why didn't they finish so those rockets won't come in again? Why are they listening to America? But there could be a plan, and this is what's going on here. This is underneath. Everyone's talking about there is more going on than what we're seeing. As a matter of fact, Iran is involved in Gaza, and they have to be very strategic in what they do. And so when Israel went into Gaza, as I said before, they took out some very strategic sites. They have a plan going on, more than what we know what's going on. I don't believe that when push comes to shove, that they're just going to give up and say, okay, we'll let the Palestinians have the land so they can kill us off. We'll let Hamas come in. No, they have a plan, and they did have to slow Hamas down, because let's say they go in and they want to deal with Iran, who's making a nuclear bomb, and they start being fired on from Hamas. Well, right now, they took out so many weapons, so many rockets from Hamas, that it crippled them for now. So I think that Netanyahu has a plan. And yes, he is giving in a little bit to America, is what I think I'm seeing, but there's something going on that we don't know. And he's a smart guy, so I wouldn't give up on him yet. I know Israel is not going to take it. They are not going to let the world
fight
them out.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we had Michael calling from Flint, Michigan, wanting to know how long the Israelis were going to let America tell them what to do. And certainly what they should have done as far as Hamas and Gaza after all the missiles were fired in was just have gone in and cleaned out Hamas. Instead of that, of course, the Israel was not allowed to go in and do away with Hamas. Supposedly, Hamas is going to stop firing weapons for a little bit longer, but they're going to be back at it again. And when you go into a war, you're going to a war to win. Israel has not been allowed to win. They weren't allowed to win the last war with Lebanon any more than we were allowed to win the war with when we were fighting in Vietnam. People do not understand. You don't fight wars to win them anymore. And I think it's a terrible thing. And I certainly agree with Michael and Cheryl. It's about time Israel started looking after itself rather than taking directions from Washington. Thanks very much, Michael. Let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Durand, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. You have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I'm watching the IBA news today, the Israeli news. They had a man named Spiner. I think that was his name, Spiner, who had been up into Syria a couple times in the last month. He says that there is a difference now because there's this group called Jabhat. It's some kind of, they're like berserkers, how they fight. That's why it's going so bad for Assad right now. And the commentator there asked, what about the chemical weapons? And the Spiner said that he thinks that if Assad has to go over by Latakia to kind of a rump state, that Jabhat, which is like 10,000 of these berserk fighters, and Hezbollah will get the chemical weapons, so it's really dangerous.
Basically what you're saying is there's a fear that the terrorists are going to end up with chemical weapons.
Is the Israeli leadership sort of like what happened in South Africa? You know, remember 30 years ago, they kind of just caved in. Not necessarily the South African people, because there's still a lot of them fighting. But the leadership of Israel, is it kind of like fifth columnists or traitors who are just going to South Africanize?
All right, fine. Let's ask our guest. Cheryl, certainly Bruce is saying, and Bruce is calling from Durand, Michigan, and he's just asking the question, is the Israeli government just going to cave in like the government of South Africa did 30 years ago? They didn't have to turn the country over to the African National Congress, over to the communists, but they did. Is Israel going to simply give up and lay back and allow the country to be taken over? Or do you think that Israel, unlike South Africa, will stand and fight?
Well, I didn't hear what Bruce said at all, but I will tell you this. Israel will not cave in. They will stand up because this is a Jewish state. Where else are the Jewish people going to go? They're being attacked everywhere else in the world through anti-Semitism. They have to have a homeland here. I believe that the Gaza operation could have been a battle in the big war. And so Israel, like I said, really crippled Hamas for a little while. But also, Netanyahu called for early elections. He did that for a reason, because he needs to be back on the ball early next year, because there are problems going on around the world, especially with Iran and the nuclear bomb being built. That bomb will hit Israel if they get a chance. That needs to be stopped. So I don't believe Israel's going to cave in. What are they going to do? Let themselves all die and kill their children? No. No. They're going to stand up and fight.
The Israeli people who are willing to fight and die for their country. I do believe, however, I believe that there is treason activity at the highest level of the Israeli government that is not doing, at least in my estimation, what's right for Israel. Thanks very much for calling, Bruce. Let's go to David, who's calling from Central New York. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And I would just say one thing. I do not believe anything that's going on over in Israel or in Syria or in Iran is what it appears to be. I believe everything is certainly confusion. People have forgotten who it was who financed Hamas, the organization that is attacking Israel from the south today. And of course, it was One of them is the United States and Israel. Who financed and organized Hezbollah? Why, we've been giving money to Hezbollah for a long period of time, but they're a terrorist organization. Of course they're a terrorist organization, but during the Vietnam War, we were giving money to Russia that was funding the North Vietnamese, that was funding the Viet Cong, were killing our boys. Who was it who brought the Iranian government to power, the radical mullahs in 1979? Go back and read the things written at that time. Why we brought them to power. Right now we have Dave calling from Central New York, and if you have a question or comment for our guest who's right on the front lines over there, her name is Cheryl Hancock, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 4695, and let me just remind you what we always say, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Dave, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, Sharon, I'd like to know who's telling the Jews about our, the Palestinians, both about our Lord Jesus Christ, and is there, are they being persecuted for doing so?
Well, basically, Cheryl is one of the people over there telling the Jews about, pardon me, telling the Palestinians about Jesus Christ. Are there any other Sunni evangelical groups over there going to the Palestinians, Cheryl?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of people going to the Palestinians. And what's really interesting is that the Palestinians are coming to the Lord like crazy. There's more Muslims coming to the Lord than I've ever seen since I've been here. As a matter of fact, there are 11 people that are waiting for me to take them to get them baptized because they know I have a car, I can get them there. And so it's exciting what's going on. These people want to get out of the violence. So there are people. But the problem is they need people that know their culture, that speak Arabic, that are willing to stay here and stick through it with them for long periods of time for them to be able to really learn about the Lord.
And basically, of course, Cheryl has a car. It costs $8 a gallon for gasoline, but everybody, of course, turns to her because she can get them down to the Jordan River to be baptized. But Cheryl's over there, and there are a lot of other people working there as well. But one reason we support Cheryl is because she's over there telling the Palestinians about our Lord Jesus Christ. Does that answer your question, Dave?
Yes. Is there any persecution for those who are telling people about Christ? Is there any false cults over there?
Are you talking about false cults? Or are you talking about persecution? If you are a Palestinian and you become a Christian, you may well be killed. This is what the situation is today. Basically, if you are cooperating at all with the Christians or with the Jews, they will kill you. I mean, they have no respect for human life. Would that be a fair appraisal, Cheryl?
Well, actually, people that I have either talked to about the Lord and then became Christians, born-again Christians, actually have been tortured by the Palestinian Authority, have been put in prison. Two of them have been killed with sticks and chains. Yes, their lives are in danger. They have to be very careful. Yet they, when they find the truth, they want to tell the truth. So one guy baptized about maybe a year and a half ago was in prison. We didn't think we'd see him again. He got out 2 weeks ago. So I got to give him a big hug, and we've been helping him. I'm taking Christmas packages to the Palestinian people. The ones around these Palestinians that have become believers are wondering where this love is coming from. And so we get to talk to them about the love of Christ. These people need to be loved. They hear in their mosque, they hear about hatred. They hear about fighting, they hear about violence, they don't hear about love. So it's the love of Christ that's drawing them to him.
Does that answer your question, Dave?
Yes, the last question would be, I heard through shortwave radio on a program, I'm not sure whose it was, that Tel Aviv is the homosexual capital of the world. Is that true?
All right. Is there a lot of homosexuality there in Tel Aviv?
Of Israel,
yes. Yes, there is a lot of homosexuality here. They want to have a gay pride parade. They had one last year in Jerusalem. Every year it's fought by the religious Jewish people. Gay people will come from all over the world to have a parade here in Israel, especially they want Jerusalem. Yes, there's a lot of Jewish gay people. There's less Arab gay people. And if there are, one of the laws in Sharia law is that they would take gay people and they take them to the highest point, whether it be a building or a mountain, they throw them off. So they don't tolerate homosexuality. So you don't see them much, and they're not open. They don't come out of the closet if they are gay, if they're Muslim.
Does that answer your question, Dave?
Yes, thanks a lot, Dave.
God bless. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Cheryl, and she's on the front lines of this battle. In fact, she's over there at her apartment there, and early in the morning on Friday morning there in Jerusalem. And right now, of course, we try to get Cheryl on certainly every week to keep you abreast of what's really going on there. And of course, what about the Israeli people? Are any of them open to learning about our Lord Jesus Christ? Are they looking for answers too? Or most of them certainly are the majority of the people there religious Jews? Are they secular Jews? Is there a Messianic Jewish movement within Israel today?
Most of the Jewish people here in Israel, there's 7 million Jews here. Most of them are secular. They don't go to synagogue. There's a lot of Orthodox. There are Messianic Jews. There's many kehilas or congregations here. Sometimes they're attacked by the Orthodox, ultra-Orthodox Jews, because it's freedom of religion here. This is a democracy. But there are groups of people that don't want the people, want the Jewish people to turn from being a Jew to Christianity, because they believe that it steals their soul and they are no longer Jewish. So they say that the Christians, the Messianic Jews, are as bad as the Nazis because they're wiping out the Jewish population by turning them into Christians. So you have to be very careful over here, and we're very careful to talk about those that are believers over here, because it's really dangerous for them. They, of course, lose everything also. They don't get killed over it, as far as I know, but they will lose their families. And yes, there are firebombs and things like that. But the people here, the Jewish people, are running out of hope, especially after the conflict and during these conflicts. We are definitely in a conflict. There will not be peace until the Prince of Peace comes, and people are beginning to realize that. So where is there to reach? They're reaching for hope, and they're reaching for the Lord. We're here to tell them about hope. There is hope. There is love in the Lord. My job is to be a journalist, and I have to be very careful. I'm here, but I can't go and try to convert people. That's not my job. That's the Lord's job, to change their heart. But I'm here to love them with the love of the Lord.
And Cheryl, of course, doing that, of course, and if you support Cheryl, then, of course, you're an extension of her ministry. Let's go to Herman, who's calling. Our telephone number, again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Herman, do you have a question for our guest?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Cheryl for courageously staying in Israel and not just helping the Jewish people, but also our Muslim Palestinian, you know, brothers and sisters, many of whom sacrificed their lives if they changed their religion. But I'd like to ask Cheryl, I know in past programs you've recommended people come to Israel, that it's safe to visit. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for anyone that is of the Christian or Jewish or Muslim faith. But could you speak to that?
Okay.
The Herman is talking about people coming as tourists to Israel at the present time. Is this a good time for people to be coming? Is it safe? And certainly, is tourism in Israel being influenced at all by the very real threat of a conflict with Syria?
Well, during the conflict with Gaza, we had 100,000 tourists here, and they didn't want to leave. So they went on with their tourism. They didn't feel a thing. Actually, the tourists are very safe over here. No one, not the Palestinians, not the Jewish people, no one wants the tourists to be hurt. They want the tourists to come because they need the income, and they like the encouragement to have tourists come. So I would encourage everyone to come to Israel at least once. It's such an experience, not only a biblical experience, and you experience the Lord. It's like taking his hand and walking around Israel and seeing where he walked. It's a wonderful experience. But also you learn the truth. You hear so much on the news, and you see so much on the news. But when you're here, I talked to a German woman who came here as a tourist and was pro-Palestinian, understood what she understood on the news, and said, it's horrible that the Jews are treating them this way. Her mind was completely switched around after being here over a week. She said now she understands what's going on. So you have to come here before you talk into it and take sides. You have to come here and understand what's going on in Israel. So it's a biblical experience, and it's an education to come here. No one's afraid. Tourists are not afraid. Very few canceled, even during the war here. So any time's a good time to come to Israel. I don't think there's going to be a perfect time.
Well, my wife and I, Barbara, have been to Israel 6 times. We haven't been there probably in 15 years, something like that. But we had the most wonderful time, took all sorts of videos. We were just enjoying them recently. We just got them all onto DVDs, watching those the places we'd seen there. It's really, it's almost like being one with history, and certainly makes the scriptures come alive when you actually can walk where Jesus walked. Anything else, Herman?
Well, I know a couple that went over to Israel just a few weeks ago, and they happened to be there during this conflict. But they told me before they left that they didn't know this was coming, but that they were going over there to pray for Israel. And Israel is the only democracy left in the whole Middle East, and contrary to what the news says about Egypt, for example, being a democracy, we're seeing what's happening now with their new president trying to become a dictator. And some people have said, one man, one vote, one time. And then the Muslim Brotherhood or Sharia law will take over, and there will no longer be any open democracy.
Okay, anything else, Herman?
That's it.
Okay,
thank you
fine.
For being our guest.
Bye-bye, and thanks for calling. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. One more time, Cheryl, I want you to get out your website so people will know how to get in touch with you.
Okay, the best way to get in touch with me is just directly email me at reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. That's reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
All right, fine. And then how can people donate and help you in your ministry?
Well, if people want to understand what I'm doing, I can let them know through the email. I will receive that email, and I can answer them what's really going on here, what I do. If they want to be a part of that, it would be great. People need all the encouragement they can get over here. And then I can let them know personally how to do that. And one thing about Herman, what Herman said, you know, he's right that this is the only democracy in the Middle East, and Israel needs to be here. This is our ally. This is American's ally. I'm American, and we need this ally here. If Israel leaves here, this is going to be a dark place. This is the only neighbor in the Middle East that's a democracy. They want to wipe Israel off the map. They do not want to have peace with them. You can't believe that. They do want to wipe Israel out.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think God is going to allow, at least at this time, to be Israel to be wiped off the face of the earth. And I believe we're going to see a major war over there, how it's going to shape up. It's going to be fascinating to see. But American policy, toppling the existing governments, uniting them all behind the Muslim Brotherhood, this radical Islamic movement based upon Sharia law, organized originally by British intelligence in 1928 and financed by the CIA. And if you doubt that, you need to get the book, The Devil's Game. This truly is The Devil's Game. Well, Cheryl, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Okay, well, I just want to say to the people to not listen to the lies being told. And I know it's hard to decipher what's the lies and what's the truth. It's like unraveling a big knot. But Israel is right now fighting for its survival, and you heard that the Palestinians went to the UN, they wanted to get a state, but actually they do not have a Palestinian state at this time. They asked Israel to stop building in the West Bank. I live in the settlement that's on television right now. It's called Maale Adumim. It's right outside of Jerusalem. It's a Jerusalem neighborhood. There's 40,000 people, Jewish people, that live here. If this place was not here, we could never go down to the Dead Sea. We could never go down to the Jordan Valley. The buses could not take you to Jericho. It would be cut off. The Palestinians want this, so they're making Israel look like they're cutting them off. It's not the truth. If you want to know the truth, you have to dig in a little bit further. Israel is trying to survive. That's what's going on, and I know both sides because I love the Palestinian people too. That's about it, and Israel does need peace, and they need prayer, and the only way that there is going to be peace is when the Prince of Peace lives in their hearts.
And I think that's what's really so important for people to understand. Basically, of course, there are going to be continued conflicts between the Palestinians and the Israelis. This is, I believe, prophetic, and I believe there is going to be a great conflict over there. I don't know when it's coming, but I don't think it's that far away. And we have to understand that certainly God loves the Palestinians, God loves the Israelis. I believe, of course, that the Palestinian, the average Palestinian, is being totally manipulated. But then, oh, we should not be critical of them. I believe the American people are manipulated as well, and very, very few people are really in the front lines of the battle. Most people just want to live and be allowed to live and be free. Unfortunately, this is not the lot of the Palestinian people. I fear it's not going to be the lot of the American people. A parting thought before we let you go, Cheryl.
Yeah, well, I thank all those that are praying for us, and we do need prayer on every angle. So remember to find the truth. I want the truth to win. Truth needs to have the victory, and we do need your prayers. So thank you, Dr. Stan, for allowing me to be on your program.
It's always a pleasure. We always enjoy having you, and I think it's so vitally important that people understand that there's not only a political battle going on over there in that part of the world, but there's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle for the souls of the Jewish people. It's a spiritual battle for the souls of the Palestinians. And tragically, of course, all the people over there, whether they're in Syria or Egypt or Tunisia, or certainly in Turkey or Lebanon or Yemen or Bahrain, they are all victims of this dark spiritual forces that are influencing and directing the course of world history. Good night. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Cheryl has suggested that what they need is prayer. Prayer for peace. I'm not sure there's going to be peace, but prayer for protection of the people. And we hope that you will pray for Cheryl Hancock. She's a very courageous woman, being over in Israel, being there 12, 13 years now. And of course, she just certainly is there so she can minister to the Palestinians, so she can minister to the Israelis. She is there under the guise of certainly being a reporter and keeping us advised of what's going on. But she's doing the large work and showing the love of the Lord to people who are living today literally without hope. And that's the lot of the Palestinians, and that's the lot increasingly of the Israelis. They know something terrible is going to happen, and all we can do is ask you to pray for the Israeli people and for the Palestinian people, but specifically remember Cheryl Hancock. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. How do you understand what's going on? Well, of course, you have to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You have to hear our most recent talk. It's called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. What is Agenda 21? It's the master plan for the 21st century, the master plan to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and to bring about a one-world government, to actually transform the world, to kill off the majority of the world's population, to destroy the American economy by transferring our jobs and our manufacturing overseas. And these things are underway today. And almost everything you hear in the media is designed not to inform you, but to conceal the truth about what's really going on. They don't want the American people to understand that the people who direct America do not have loyalty to America. They are part of a globalist movement that is working to transform the world, to bring about a one-world government. And, of course, at least the elite understand that the real purpose is to bring about a ruling oligarchy and then a one-world ruler who will be the Antichrist. And what you're really seeing today is the fulfillment of prophecy. And now, the purpose of the media is not to reveal what's going on, but to conceal what's going on. But once you begin to understand what's going on, that there are two trinities. There's the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, God, Christ, and certainly the false prophet, the Holy Spirit. And then, of course, on the other side is Satan, Antichrist, and the false prophet. This is actually taking place today. And basically, there is an effort to destroy Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer out of our schools, the Ten Commandments out of our schools, morality out of our schools, and why, of course, we are in the mess we are today, why crime is increasing, why we have so many of our major banks are simply chiseling people and stealing their money. Why people invest in the stock market, they think that, of course, they're perfectly safe. And they wake up one day and the people in the corporations have stolen all the money. But if there's no God, if there's no right, there's no wrong, there's no morality, why should we be surprised when these things happen? And why should we be surprised when our politicians have no loyalty to the American people? Well, what people like Lyndon Johnson could go to Congress. When Lyndon Johnson was elected to Congress, he didn't have sufficient funds to travel to Washington, D.C. He had to borrow money. He was back there for about 30 years, never had a job. When he returned to Texas after he was president of the United States, he was one of the richest men in Texas. And this is what happened. So many of our congressmen make fabulous fortunes while they are serving in the Congress of the United States. We have something called insider trading. If you get inside information of what a corporation's going to do and you act on that inside information, you can go to prison. But that doesn't hold true for congressmen. They pass legislation. They know how it'll impact on companies. They can invest and make fabulous fortunes. But it's all right for them. It's just not all right for you. Our number 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and the syllabus. Please pray for America, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. You're in the right place. That is, if you want to know what's going on. Sometimes we'd rather not know what's going on, but one more step toward war today. That's what we're seeing. And not only in just Syria, but somewhere else. Patriot batteries are being deployed. For defense or for offense. Troops now heading to Syria. Now, I'd be willing to bet that they're probably already there and have been heading there for a long time. Because it turns out they're on the USS Eisenhower. Takes a while to manage all of that. The stories are replete with sarin gas being mixed on television. It's already been mixed and placed into the missiles, according to CNN and Fox News. Unbelievable manipulation of the people.